Good morning. 6:50 a.m. Yeah, 6:50 a.m. on Wednesday, September the 2nd, 2020. It's, I'm cold this morning. I'm actually cold. I finished the first mile and I haven't really built up a lot of heat. I'm wearing my hoodie. I got the hood up even. I've been keeping my fingers pulled back into the sleeves because my fingers are freezing up. On the one hand, it's cold. On the other hand, it's glorious. It's like, you know, after what seems like years of walking in the stifling heat, of having to work around 100 degree temperatures. Today is only supposed to be like 85. I'm sorry, that just tickles me. Anyway, hi. Yesterday did not go the way I planned. That's probably not too surprising. Most days don't go exactly as I planned. Yesterday was a little more off than some, most. Not the least of which was because I had... Well, I knew that Tuesday was the first. I neglected to take into consideration that Monday was the 31st. And that was the day I was supposed to put my blog post up so it would drop on the 1st. And I forgot. And it was... I'll put my hood back now. It was, I think it was mid-morning, maybe like 10:30, before I realized that, oh, shit. this is the day I'm supposed to do a blog post. Uh-oh, okay. Dig in, make it happen. So there's a blog post. Back to school. Because September, when I was growing up, back to school happened the day after Labor Day. And not in August. I'm not exactly sure if that's just something that changed because I moved to a different state. Or if in the 50, in the half century since I went to school. Jesus. Oh, God. Talk about feeling old. In a half century since going to school, the school year calendar has changed significantly. I don't know. So, yeah, anyway, I got the blog post out. Every time I tried to do some writing, something else happened. Podium contacted me about the... South Coast going live for Audible. And we had a long conversation about South Coast, new works, because I've given them the last manuscript that I'm contracted for, which is Finwell Bay. And I'm really liking the covers that they've done for South Coast, for the Shaman Tales. I'm really liking them a lot. And so I asked, I said, you know, are those covers available for me if I wanted to rebrand using your covers? Is that artwork available? And turns out, yes. The last book isn't available yet, but it will be in 2 weeks. So I've bought and paid for the Jesse covers, and while I like them, they're good covers, I think writing that investment off is not the worst thing I could do, particularly since the new covers aren't going to cost me anything. So I can recover them for free and use great covers. So I'm gonna spend the next little while making sure that the layout and format for Finwell Bay is correct. Usually I'm doing that half an hour before I want to press the publish button. Yeah, not this time. I might actually, I don't know, we'll see how it works out. I need to deal with the paperback somehow because they're only going to give me an ebook cover. So I won't get a full wrap. But also, speaking of covers, I found a cover artist who's really excited about doing Dark Knight Station. I think I mentioned the other day that the guy I had working on it had to beg out. And I don't, shit. Under these conditions, I sort of half expected it. And I certainly don't blame him. I know my daughter, who does artwork commissions, having a really hard time doing the creative thing these days. Very much like I did a couple of months ago. Falling back and doing the editing on these books was probably the smartest thing that I did. Because getting these books moving has sort of helped me focus on, okay, well, I need another book. I need to get another book in process. I need to get another finished draft. The political news call corner here. I just walk by, all the signs are out. I think that happens around the first of the month. So, Podimer's going to do Dark Knight Station. They've been after me to let them do The Wizard's Butler. And as much as I didn't want that to be another Jeffrey Kaper book, I was toying with the idea of doing it myself, and there's several problems with doing it myself. And the first is, if I do one, I'm going to be kind of sandwiched to try to do more. And the reality is still the same reality. I have four people living in my house, including me. There's always somebody flushing a toilet. There's already somebody running water. There's always somebody who's asleep. And I can only record when the person who sleeps over on the floor directly above my booth is actually up and awake, moving around. And by moving around, it creates its own problems. So the reality is, as much as I want to do The Wizard's Butler because it would be fun, it would be a kind of thank you to everybody who says, I wish you would marry your own books. Yeah, I wish I would too. But particularly right now, I only have so much focus in a day. And it's being bled off really fast every day. So the reality that in some alternate reality where I'm going to have the focus, not necessarily the time, but the focus to get into the booth to record 120,000 words, which is about the same size as, what's the same size as Double Share, I think. And then do the post-production and the formatting for Audible and then get the cover on it and put it up for Audible. That's not going to happen. It's wishful thinking on my part. And as much as I know, probably people sitting out there going, oh my God, you were going to read it yourself and now you're not? Yeah, I know. But that's the only reason that Podium hasn't got the book already. I don't know what they're going to do in terms of production time. They haven't even asked for the manuscript yet. We're still putting contract together. But that was a lot of what happened yesterday. So they're getting two new books. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Long post. They're getting two new books. They're getting Dark Knight Station, which hasn't been published yet. And they're getting Wizard's Bowler. And then I mentioned some of the books that I'm working on now. And they're like, all right, yeah, okay. Maybe we can get our production of Wizards. What are we talking about? We're talking about the cat. We're talking about writing the Wizard's Cat. It's like, well, maybe we can get our release of the Wizard's Cat close to your release of the ebook. I'm like, I'm not gonna hold that ebook for 3 months while you put together the audio. That isn't happening. And they can't record it until I finish writing it. And their schedule is such that they're producing books 3 months out. I mean, yeah, fine, they're gonna do the Wizard's Butler. It's not gonna drop before January. I'd be very surprised if it dropped this year. That's nothing against them, it's just what their production pipeline looks like. Sometime in the next week or so, Jeffrey's going to start principal narration on Fenwell Bay. But that's not due until the end of January, end of December. School bus. Speaking of back to school. Ah, the heady aroma of school bus exhaust. The thing you like to smell in the afternoon, but not necessarily so much in the morning. We also had a board meeting yesterday, so I lost an hour and a half in the afternoon to the board meeting. So for... What is this? This is September. July 2022, my time with Sifu will be up. So this morning, getting up this morning and getting going. I've already got part of a cup of coffee. Got a couple pieces of toast in me. I got up before the timer for the coffee pot this morning. Got up at about 5. It felt good. Felt good. I got a good night's sleep last night. I was in bed by 9. I was reading. Read till I remember looking over and saying, "Okay, I'm done," and realizing it was 9:20. Thought, okay, I'm good with that. So anyway, I got a pretty good night's sleep last night. I got up this morning. I've already got one 450-word monster down on For the Words this morning. I've got them stacked up. I've got a couple things. I've got a full quest queue, which is a problem because there's still quests that I don't have yet. And a lot of the quests on my queue are for big ticket items. They're for large, big word count monsters. Now I'm doing 450s right now. And then I realized that I have to do 25 of them to finish this quest. So I need to shift some stuff around and optimize my gameplay so that I can clear out some space in my queue. Good morning. Cute little dog. It's about three times the size of a Chihuahua and about half the size of a Labrador Retriever. So just to give you an idea of the scale of that dog, it's really cute. It's a little golden colored dog trotting along. Tuck, 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 tuck. He seemed very happy. Unzip my sweatshirt here. I finally got warmed up. Of course, the sun is up now. Sun is now about where it normally is when I start out. So getting those early morning starts means the start is really, really quite cold. Because while the sun is coming up, the air is about as cold as it gets. Just before the dawn. It was beautiful this morning. It was glorious. I'm not seeing any smoke artifact. That's not true. Cameron Peak Fire, which is the one closest to me, it's about 70 miles west. The state was celebrating yesterday, or over the weekend, because 5% contained. It's been burning for weeks. They finally got it 5% contained. The sun is shining through all of the grassy seed heads out there in the park. Oh, there's a blue jay. Good morning, blue jay. Oh, the city finally took down those dead trees. Good, good, good. The one that's left is really healthy looking. I wonder if they'll put in new ones this fall. Maybe not. They did take kind of a beating. My car is not quite making the turns. There's a couple of pair of really big dogs. A clipped Saint Bernard and Black Lab. Okay, that's not a clipped Saint Bernard. That's a Saint Bernard mix. His coloration is like a Saint Bernard. Anyway, good morning. Now there's no reason for you to acknowledge my presence on the street with you. I don't blame you. I wouldn't acknowledge me either, probably. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.